You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, the government introduced a bill to expand sick leave entitlements from 5 days to 10 days a year. Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Michael Wood says the bill will go through the full select committee process and is expected to pass in mid-2021. However, there have been some critics. I spoke to Chief Executive of Retail New Zealand, Greg Harford, who has come out against the plan.
The big issue with the proposal is the unintended consequence around part-time workers. Under the bill, as we understand it's going to be, every employee who's eligible for sick leave will get up to 10 days a year. That includes part-time workers and those that only work one day a week. There's about 20% of retail workers who do only work one day a week. And this proposal means that almost one-fifth of their working year will be available for sick leave. The outcome of it is simply that employers will be incentivised not to offer part-time roles, and that will have a big impact on students who are looking for part-time work or perhaps parents who are looking for part-time work to fit around family responsibilities.
Could you go a little bit into why that would disincentivise businesses from offering part-time work?
Yeah. For employees who work one day a week, a 10-day sick leave entitlement is equivalent to 20% of their working year. If you're employing a full-time worker, it's a much smaller proportion. So in terms of maintaining equity, we think it's sensible to prorate those sick leave entitlements, just like annual leave is prorated, so that if you work part-time, you still get sick leave, but you get a smaller entitlement.
So on the alternative side, Labour has argued businesses are also hurt if sick people come in and spread bugs to their colleagues. How would you respond to that?
We're not objecting to the extension of sick leave to 10 days a year. What we are objecting to is that being a uniform requirement across the whole workforce, where it needs to be prorated for part-time workers.
And so I saw in your press release, it said you'll be making a submission on the bill. What will you be saying to the government?
Our submission on the bill will be arguing the case for prorating of sick leave entitlements for part-time employees. That's the best way of making sure that those part-time jobs are still available for students or parents with family responsibilities who want to work part-time.
Michael Wood has said a lot of businesses already give their workers 10 days. Why is it an issue to legislate it?
It's certainly true that many businesses do offer their employees more than 5 days sick leave every year, but they're typically not applying more than 5 days sick leave to people who work part-time, perhaps only one day a week. We're simply saying that if the sick leave entitlement is to be extended, it should be prorated for part-time employees, just like annual leave is, and indeed just like sick leave in Australia is.
That was Greg Harford from Retail NZ on the government's plan to increase sick leave entitlements. I also spoke to Annie Newman, Assistant National Secretary of the Union Air 2, which represents over 50,000 workers from various sectors. I started by asking her what Air 2 thought of the proposed bill.
Yes, we're delighted that the government's moving on it. They made that promise before the election. It will make a massive difference to particularly the private sector workers, large numbers of whom are on 5 days minimum statutory sick leave. So this is a real step change because the current environment is incredibly unfair for workers. Most viruses take longer than 5 days. We've had that brutal experience of COVID-19 where we know that that's the case. But viruses in general take more than 5 days for people to recover from. And so they don't have the leave so that they can continue to be paid. Now, when you're on low wages, that's very damaging. It's hard to survive. It's hard to pay your rent and keep food on the table if, in fact, you're taking time off on no pay.
So there have been some critics of the plan, such as the National Party. Their workplace relations spokesperson, Scott Simpson, said the plan puts pressure on businesses and can even discourage them from taking on new staff. How would you respond to that?
I think that it's a mean and short-sighted view about the reality for working people. So when somebody goes to work sick because they have no choice, they put their workmates at sick, at risk, because they become sick. If they go to work and they're sick and they're in the service industry, they are putting all the people who use those services at risk. And so they are therefore putting the communities at risk. Now, what we know is that ultimately it puts the economy at risk. And we only need to look at what's happened in COVID-19 to see that any form of outbreak of COVID-19 has a devastating impact on the economy, and we can't afford to do that. So the government is quite right that at this stage, when it has become so obvious to us that sick leave is important if we're going to manage the well-being of the entire nation and therefore the economy, then we have to increase that statutory minimum. That's not just something that should happen now. That's something that should continue. A lot of people are saying that this is one virus. There are many at the door waiting to get in. So we know that this is the reality of living in a highly populated world with many potential viruses around. So we've got to be smart about this if we want to protect our economy for the future. And businesses have to play their part in that. This is not just about workers bearing the brunt of a national crisis. It's about all of us coming in together. I think one of the things that we have to remember is that the government actually said wanted to go hard and go early to manage this virus. Now, the opposition largely did not agree with that strategy, and yet that strategy has been proven internationally to be the right strategy.
There have been... The CEO of Retail New Zealand is another critic of the proposed plan, and he said that part-time employees who are only working a small amount shouldn't get the full 10 days, and instead sick leave should be prorated. How would you respond to that?
I think it misunderstands why we have sick leave. We have sick leave because we get sick. And if you would otherwise be working, then you need sick leave, or otherwise you're losing the income that you depend upon. So to say that it should be prorated and therefore you may not be able to have sick leave when you're sick is defeating the point of having it in the beginning. I think the other thing is that many workers do not choose to work part-time. They want more hours of work, and so they shouldn't be punished because they need more hours of work in order to survive. So I think that we have to recognise that part-time work is a very big part of the workforce now, and those workers need to be protected just like everybody else. You know, we need to take an approach to working life and to these things as being a bit of a public good, that actually we need to think beyond our own business and think about the collective of New Zealand and the workers as a whole in New Zealand, the businesses as a whole, the economy as a whole. And in order to do that, we all have to play our part. For businesses, they need to start factoring in the care that's required in order to sustain a really productive workforce. And that means a healthy workforce.
Assuming the bill is passed into law next year, what effects do you expect to see?
Well, I think that people will be able to take leave. I think we have to also remember that parents who have to take sick leave when their children are sick. So what you get is this massive disadvantage for people who are working parents, and most parents are working. And they can't take sick leave for themselves because they're taking it for their children. So one of the things I think we'll see is a whole lot of pressure come off a low-paid essential workforce, because now we know that they are an essential workforce, that pressure will come off and they'll be able to take sick leave when they need it. And there might even be some there for parents who have used up 5 days of sick leave for children to actually have time off and recover themselves when they're unwell. So what we'll see, I believe, is greater well-being in the workforce. In terms of employers, I think it's the business of all employers to take steps to make sure that their workforce is healthy, or otherwise ultimately it's the business that suffers because workers are sick and people are having to come in and spread illnesses in workplaces where they shouldn't be.
So a little earlier on, you mentioned the government would not be increasing the amount of accumulated days. Would you have liked to have seen that as well?
I think that's right. I think that ultimately we should be seeing an accumulation of days. Many workers don't actually take sick leave, and then when they have something severe go wrong, they utilise their accumulated sick leave. So accumulation is a very important part of it, and in a sense, it recognises a lot of people are healthy for most of their lives, and sometimes it's in later life when they are having operations or other interventions that they need that additional time. So from my point of view, I think that increase the accumulation by 3 to 5 days would be a sensible thing to do. I think that there's another element that could be improved upon, and that's that currently the law says that workers don't get their access to their sick leave until they've been employed for 6 months. It's our view that sick leave should kick in from when an employee is employed. Because if you get sick a month after you've been employed, you're still sick. And the risks are still there that the business is impacted and other workers are impacted and the public's impacted by you being at work when you're sick. The hardship that comes from having to take unpaid leave if you don't go into work remains a massive challenge for families. So I think that the thing that should be changed at the same time is that increases from 5 to 10 days is that it should be immediately available. One of the challenges of not making it immediately available, if this comes in halfway through next year, then workers who are just starting jobs halfway through next year are not actually going to be able to access it until the end of next year, which basically means it's a year away before workers are going to be able to access 10 days of sick leave. And I think that that's too long at a time when we're likely to be dealing with the impact of COVID through a better part of next year anyway. So there's no reason why the government couldn't put this into place through urgency before Christmas.
That was Annie Newman from Etu on the government's plan to increase compulsory sick leave entitlements.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.